Glamorous mystic east, out of the desert's burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. The front of the camel's padded feet meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. Sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. His net is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the wizard of Persia.
Omar, the wizard of Persia, tells Henry Mason and his family to leave for Persia. The Masons owned an emerald to which a curse is attached. The curse cannot be removed until the emerald is restored to its original owner. On the journey, several attempts are made by mysterious persons to steal a mystic scroll which Omar has given to Henry Mason. The scroll contains directions to read the meaning of mystic bells with which Omar conveys his message to the Americans. At the close of the last episode, a shot is fired on board ship. Cynthia Mason is certain that her fiancé, Jerry Martin, is the victim.
Cynthia, calm yourself.
Daddy, it was my fault. We crawled and then Jerry. Jerry, oh, Mother, what am I going to do?
There now, there, my poor little girl. My poor little Cynthia.
Oh, Mother, yes. I'll never forgive myself, yes. Never. I never acted like that to Jerry before. Oh, Mother, I was going to tell him I was sorry. Honestly, I was, but now it's too late.
There, Cynthia. Now try to control yourself a little, my dear.
Oh, try to control yourself. Jerry did. Oh, Mother. Mother, what am I going to do? It was all my fault.
Cynthia, dear, now, it wasn't your fault. If it had to be, it had to be, that's all.
Oh, Daddy. It's that emerald. It's terrible.
There's someone at the door.
Jerry. Oh, Jerry.
Jerry, this is really you.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry, it can't be.
Oh. Why, what's the matter, dear?
Oh, Jerry, darling. Jerry, it is you.
Well, of course it's me. Who'd you think?
Oh, Jerry, I'm so glad. Jerry Martin. Where have you been? What do you mean by getting us all upset this way?
Getting you upset? Why, I don't understand. I haven't done anything. How did I get you upset?
See, we all thought you were dead. And now...
Well, now you're sore because I'm not. Is that it?
Oh, no, Jerry, of course not. I'm sorry. I'm just so nervous over all this then.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we go any further, I'd like to know what this is all about.
Well, we heard a shot, Jerry. And when I ran out, the steward said it was Cynthia's young man. And I naturally
Daddy,
supposed...
you didn't get us all excited just because he told you that.
But Cynthia, what would you have thought if...
Henry, somebody was shot.
Daddy, you say the steward said... Daddy, do you suppose it could be Mr. Harvey?
You mean the young man you were dancing with this evening, Cynthia?
Yes.
By George, I wonder if...
Henry... Where are you going?
I'm going to find out a little more about this affair. I'll be right back.
Oh, Mother, this is terrible. It's beginning to seem almost as if...
Yes, I know, Cynthia. I've been thinking the same thing.
What do you mean, Mrs. Mason?
Oh, Jerry, it seems almost as if the influence of this emerald isn't over us only, but...
Yes?
Oh, but over everyone who comes in contact with us as well.
Oh, nonsense, Cynthia.
It isn't nonsense. It's the emerald that caused all our troubles, and now it's casting its shadow over everyone.
You were right, Cynthia.
What do you mean, Daddy?
It was young Harvey.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, I'd be afraid to even talk to anyone after this.
Well, Cynthia, don't be absurd. It's nonsense.
It's not nonsense. And don't you talk like that, Jerry Martin. You're just a...
Children, please. Tell us how it happened, Henry.
Well, no one is sure just how it did happen. But there's one thing I'm fairly certain of.
What's that, Mr. Mason?
Jerry... Whoever shot at Harvey thought it was you.
Daddy, no.
Henry, you don't really think...
Yes. Harvey's pockets have been rifled.
You mean they were looking for the scroll?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Henry, when we got on board ship, you said...
I know, my dear. I thought we'd left all this behind us, for the time being, at least. But it seems we can't run away from it as easily as that.
Mr. Mason, do you think this... Zyobee woman?
There, you've hit it, my boy. I'm afraid they've caught up with us. She and the man who's with her. It simply means we've got to be more on our guard than ever.
Oh, Henry, I can't go through it all over again. I can't. I won't.
Oh, Martha.
Daddy, couldn't we change to another ship?
Well, hardly in mid-ocean, Cynthia.
Oh, you know I didn't mean that, Jerry. I mean when we get to our first ship.
Oh, yes, Henry. Let's do that. I know I won't have a moment's rest on the ship.
Well, perhaps it can be arranged, but I'm afraid...
Afraid of what, Henry?
Frankly, Martha, I'm afraid we can't escape our enemies simply by changing ship.
You're right, Mr. Mason. We've got to just sleep.
Oh, dear. Who can that be?
Wait. Better let me attend to it.
He would very much like to see you just a minute.
He wants to see me? What about?
He didn't say, sir. Only that it was
most
important.
Well, all right, Martha. I'll be back very shortly.
Dear, I hope it isn't more trouble. Hurry back, will you, Henry, dear?
Yes, I will.
Oh, I wonder what the steward wants to see Daddy about this hour of the night.
Oh, he just wants to question him about this meeting. I wonder if I hadn't better run along now.
Oh, but Gerald...
Mrs. Mason, you look as though you needed some rest.
No. Gerald, I wish you'd stay here until Henry gets back.
Why, I'll only be next door in my stateroom. I can hear you anytime you want me.
I know, but I'll feel better if you wait here. And Cynthia will, too, won't you, dear?
Oh, if Gerry is so anxious to get away, I'm sure...
No, Cynthia, darling. Let's not start that all over again. Please. Oh, yes. I have something here for you. See?
Oh, Gerry... My ring.
Why, Cynthia, what on earth?
Oh, it's all right, Mother dear. I was a silly little idiot, but it's all right now. Isn't it, Jerry?
Why, of course. You know it is, dear.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you, too. Oh, Cynthia, doesn't it seem a little close in here to you?
Yes, I noticed it, too. I was just going to open the porthole. I think... Why, Mother, what's the matter?
I feel just a little faint, so it's excitement, I guess.
Jerry, she's fainted. Get some water quickly. Mother dear.
Cynthia, this room is awfully stuffy. That's what's the matter. I'll open the porthole.
Oh, Jerry, hurry and open it, please. It's too close in here. I'm beginning to be a little ill myself.
I'll have it open in a jiffy.
Jerry. I'm beginning to. Jerry, I'm afraid. Come here.
By George, it's impossible to breathe. No wonder we all... And that smell, it's almost like gas escaping.
Jerry, the door. There's someone at the door. Jerry, look. It's opening. Jerry, look, that man. The man with the
knife! Keep away! I'm coming, Cynthia! Oh, Cynthia! Oh,
You wanted to see me, Steward?
Yes, sir. I asked you to come to my office because I wanted to talk to you alone.
Oh, that's all right. What is it?
Mr. Mason, I hate to mention it, but somebody's been through your stateroom.
What?
Yes, sir. Somebody's turned everything upside down in there.
Well, if I bring me here, I'd better go to my room.
Wait, just a moment, if you don't mind, Mr. Mason. This is going to be very awkward for my company, you understand. It's covered. The other passengers.
Yes, I understand that, but...
Mr. Mason, if there is a thief on board, we've got to catch him before he has a chance to steal from anyone else. That's why I wanted to see you and find out if you could help us, Steward.
Well, Steward, I don't think you need to worry about that. I don't think this particular thief will bother anyone else.
Why, what do you mean, Jack?
Well, it's no ordinary thief.
No ordinary thief?
No. He's after only one thing, and that he can steal only from me.
I don't understand, sir.
But I can't explain it now. I'd appreciate it, though, if you'd give off as much protection as possible while we're on this trip.
Yes, sir, of course. But can't you tell me a little more about this? It's a little bit unusual.
Well, I'm afraid not. It's still a good deal of a mystery to me. I can only say that...
What's the matter, Mr. Mason? Anything wrong?
No, Stuart, I'm all right. Keep still a moment, will you?
What is it, sir? You seem so...
Quiet, Stuart, please. Four. Three. Five.
What is it, Mr. Mason?
My scroll. Here. The message. The message is... Speed to your loved ones.
My loved ones. Martha. Cynthia, what is it, sir? Mr. Mason, can I do anything?
Quick! Stuart, follow me! Come! Stuart!
This way, Stuart! This way, Henry! Hurry! This way!
Here's the stateroom! Good Lord! There's smoke coming out from underneath that door! The stateroom's on fire! Cynthia! Martha! Billy! Cynthia!
Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.